USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands are gathering for a civil rights march in Washington, D.C. on this, the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. The organizer of Black Lives Matter D.C., Taylor Nene, says 57 years later, many black urban neighborhoods are still fighting for the same things.
Jobs, housing, health care, maternity wards, grocery stores.
President Trump formally accepting the renomination of his party last night in an event held at the White House, where he called Joe Biden weak.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
President Trump now getting ready to travel to New Hampshire for a campaign rally later today. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.